Hey everybody, it's your girl Andrea Monroe Kulima, and I am back with another episode of Conversations with Drea the podcast. And as you know, I'm always excited when I have a guest. And today I have an exciting guest who is coming to drop some gems for us about health and wellness for 2023. We're in January. So if you've fallen off the wagon like me, it's time to get back on. So please welcome to the show, Crystal Joseph. Crystal, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here today.
I am so excited to have you here. You don't know. The struggle has been so real when it comes to changing my lifestyle. You know, I've got some changes to make, and the self-discipline is really hard. And I think one of the biggest challenges for me is finding healthy replacements, you know. I'm hoping that by the time this episode is over, that I'm gonna be able to make some big changes. So what do you got for us today?
Well, I can tell you this, you know, it takes time, and you have to be in the right place. You have to be in a place of discomfort to say to yourself, all right, now is the time. Like, no one else can tell you when is the perfect time for yourself.
Yeah.
But you realize how important your health is.
Yes.
And you're ready to make those changes.
Yeah.
That change comes.
I'm ready. I am ready. Listeners, are y'all ready? I'm ready.
Yes. It took a health scare from me to...
Really?
Realize, you know, when you go to the doctor and they're telling you things like pre-diabetic or high cholesterol or high blood pressure, it took those words to make me, I knew that I didn't want to take medication for the rest of my life.
Yes.
I watched my family members take medication for diabetes, for high blood pressure, and it doesn't stop.
Yes.
And it was just one day on Instagram, I came across a sister named Orisha, and she was talking about converting into veganism.
Mm-hmm.
And something that I never thought I would do, because I was, you know, big into meat.
Right.
And always, I wasn't into vegetables at all.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have, now I love vegetables.
Really?
I'm a vegetable That's representative.
So That's so good. I mean, I can relate to you because I'm currently on medication for high blood pressure, and I'm concerned about all of the side effects, you know, over the years, these side effects, what are they doing to me, you know? So my ultimate goal is to get off of it and just it's time for change now, you know?
Yes. One of my biggest goals is to help people to learn how to heal themselves.
Yes.
To rely on anyone else. Our body speaks to us. Our body tells what we need, what's wrong.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times we just ignore it. You know,
it's
you're
true.
Feeling pins and needles in your feet. That's not normal. You know, if you're having breakouts in this part of your face, that's not a normal occurrence. That's your body screaming, help, help, you know.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we just, you know, cover it up with some makeup or...
Yes.
We just think, oh, I have acne, but it's really, there's a root to the reason why the acne is occurring.
Right.
There's a reason why your stomach is hurting after every meal, which was my case. I've always had a stomach ache like normal.
Mm-hmm. You
know? So I do have some gems to drop for today.
Yes, I heard that you got 5 special gems to drop today. Let's go.
It's been a journey. I have become a detox specialist as of January 2021.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, sis. I'm super excited. I mean, you know, physically, I have lost weight. So people see the changes in my face and my body. But mentally and spiritually, things have changed for me as well. And I think what I've learned is you need all 3 of those things to get yourself to the place of where you need to be in to move towards health.
Right. Okay. Yes.
So number one, I would say setting boundaries, which is something that I've struggled with my whole life.
Woo! Girl, you and me both. Talk to me.
I mean, you know, just not only setting boundaries with others, setting boundaries with yourself.
Yes.
You know? A lot of times, you know, you're supposed to drink water, right? I mean, we drink water, but do we really drink 8 cups a day?
Right.
You know, you hear these things about health, and a lot of times you just say, oh, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to get to that. But maybe you don't habitual. So setting boundaries with yourself means prioritizing your health. So the number one thing I would say is a big topic that a lot of people are discussing, especially on the gram, self-care.
Oof. Yes. Yes, yes, self-care. Yes.
Yes, especially when you are a working woman or working mother or man or anyone who is just, you know, have other things to do besides just take care of yourself. It's hard. You think you with yourself all the time, right?
Yes.
For you to give yourself some self-care. No, that's not the case. You have to be intentional. You have to set time aside. You have to say, okay, today I'm going to have a bath.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit down and soak myself.
Right.
I'm going to sit down and talk to I'm going to read something to benefit, you know, for my, you know, to benefit me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You just have to be intentional with your self-care.
Right.
When it comes to foods, what you're putting in your body, and also what you're listening to, music.
Right, right. I never thought of it like that, setting boundaries with the foods you eat and the boundaries of the things that you take in. It is setting a boundary. It's saying, no, I will not, you know, allow certain things to come into me, right? I will not intake certain things that are not good for me.
Right. Like, for example, you know, a lot of times we listen to the news in the morning. It seems like an innocent task. You want to know what's going on for the day. I'm going to put the news on, and you're hearing death, danger, kill. You know, someone got stabbed, you know.
Yes.
I personally don't listen to the news. Certain music I try not to listen to. You know, I love hip hop, R&B, and I listen to it, yes, but I'm conscious of when I'm listening to those things.
Because they have a way of altering your mood.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you realize it or not. You know what I mean?
They sure do.
Ooh, yes.
It's so important to just be intentional with yourself.
Yeah, I agree. Now,
if you're coming and going, you can listen to positive affirmations in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But listen to, you know, write down the things you're grateful for and out loud. And one thing you taught me many years ago was, list my accomplishments.
Yes.
And read them out loud, especially when you're feeling not the best.
Yes. Yes.
Some days you wake up, and especially it's usually food related, because whatever you ate yesterday affects you.
Right.
And you'll wake up and you just feel like crap, you know what I mean? And so to help yourself get out of that funkiness, you know, it's so important to say your positive affirmations in the morning.
I love that. Thanks for reminding me, because, you know, sometimes we forget our own advice, and you know what I mean? Yes.
What is your routine like when you wake up in the morning?
So me, I stopped watching the news a long time ago. 10 years in child welfare, that did it for me. I was like, I really cannot, you know, intake anything negative. So what I do is I choose a video on YouTube, whether it's a spiritual video, motivational, something to get my mind right in the morning before I step out. Otherwise, I'm a mess, child. I call it mental maintenance, and it's a must for me. And it's actually a habit that I do. It annoys my kids. They're like, we don't want to hear your sermons in the morning, you know, but, it's a must for me.
They need it too. You know, they need to hear those good positive affirmations in the morning.
Absolutely. I think it's sliding into their subconscious. They don't know, but they'll see later on.
Mm-hmm. Mama's making it right for them too. And that's the one thing about healing yourself.
Yeah.
You affect the people around you.
Yes. You're
giving them the better version of yourself. Inspiring to see, and also it encourages them to be a better version of their selves as well.
Yep, absolutely.
Sometimes I put on positive brainwave music. It doesn't have,
Oh.
but it's just you hearing, there's different frequencies that our bodies are in tune to. And when you hear it, it just it can heal you.
I've heard about that before.
Yes, just like sometimes when you're in the bathtub, you
Yes.
a healing type frequency music. You can just go on YouTube and just, look, search for positive brainwave or healing music. And the vibrations of that music is getting into the water and you're laying in there and it's healing. Yes,
Wow.
you have to make that part of your
A
practice.
routine. Yes, I'm gonna try that. Listen, anything for the better version of me. You
Get
know
your
what I mean?
out and say to yourself, okay, can I do a bath once a week? It almost sounds crazy, like, we
Right.
take our hours, we're rushing, but can you take time to take a bath once a week?
Definitely. You're
See
right.
how
You have to be intentional for real.
see if it helps you, and then you'll say, wow, I gotta do this all the time. Like sometimes, like this morning, I didn't have any time at night. This morning, I snuck into the bathtub while my children were sleeping,
Nice.
and I lit some candles. Got in there, I put some bubbles and
Love it.
some Road Runner oil that I got from Etsy
Wow.
because I want to start, staying on a path to increasing my finances. So
Yeah.
I'm, with what I'm listening to and how,
Okay.
my spiritual baths, and I try to stay on top of them.
Okay. I love that. I love that.
Yes, it's so good.
Yes. I can't tell you the last time I've had like a relaxing bath with music and candles. I haven't done that in so long. I feel like there's never enough time in a day, but I must make time.
You have to make time, and you're thinking about it in a different way. You're setting boundaries for yourself, right?
Yeah,
And you're being
absolutely.
intentional. So you say, "You did you know I found this out now at this age? I didn't even know that when you take a bath, you're hydrating your body."
I didn't know that. I never even thought of it like that, but it would make perfect sense, right?
Like,
Think about it.
I mean, if you know anything about like osmosis and even into the bathtub and your fingers get wrinkly, water
Yes.
is penetrating you and it's nourishing your body, inside out.
I love that.
Well, a lot of times we're dry legs, especially in the winter time.
Oh my goodness.
You need a bath. That's all it is. If you take
Right.
a bath and then you get your coconut oil and you rub yourself down and you
Yes.
say kind things to yourself and how
I
beautiful
love
you
that.
are,
Yeah.
those are important things.
It's kind of like hydrating the hair. We talk about hydrating the hair and us women of color, our hair requires a lot of water and hydration to make it flourish. So why not our bodies? It's all
Oh,
connected.
body is so much more because
So much more.
the
Yes.
hair. I mean, you could put a wig
Yes.
if you had to,
True.
but the body. You need your body to be functioning.
Yes. Yep.
Gotta be moisturized, and if you want to stay as beautiful as you are, if you want to
Exactly.
stay youthful as you can possibly stay, you
Yeah.
have to stay moisturized. So,
Yes.
yeah, that's
Yes.
important. Another thing I wanted to say is I do something called a dump list.
A
Now,
dump list.
yes, it's
Talk
something
to me
that
about it.
I do. Maybe, I don't know, it depends on the person. So I've done it. I'm not saying I do it often, maybe once every 6 months. Probably should do it more than that. So basically, you take a sheet of paper and you write down your three. This is something that I've learned when I was in Surviving Vegan Academy, actually. You write down your three, you divide your paper into three: mind, body, and spirit. And in the mind section, you write down what your limiting thoughts are. What limiting thoughts you have for yourself. What toxic thoughts you have for yourself. It's really to make you aware of it. Because we live in our heads, right? So you might say, oh, I'm so stupid. Sometimes people talk like that to themselves. And, oh, I forgot. I wish, you might say something, but nobody can hear you say it. But it's inside of you. So when you write it on the paper, you become aware of it. And the point is to correct yourself. So I said this thing, but next time I'm going to say this. Like, remember we spoke about the accomplishments or what you're grateful for. once you get those negative thoughts, because they come, you can't help it. I mean, you're human.
Yep.
Once you get those negative thoughts, you just turn them around and say positive things to yourself, right?
Yeah.
So that's for the mind. For the
I
body,
like that.
You list the toxic foods that you're consuming.
Yes.
the toxic environments that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, what are your limits now for your dietary plan? You know, what is going to be your point going forward? That's what you want to be more intentional. And you would say, you know, maybe make a meal plan for yourself for the week to try to incorporate the foods your body is screaming that it needs. Whole foods and vegetables that your body would benefit from.
Mm-hmm.
And spirit, you want the toxic feelings that you harbor.
That's important.
Yes, ma'am. You want to list them and you want to like prioritize your self-care.
Because I always feel like, you know, when you talk about toxic feelings that you harbor against somebody, maybe somebody did you wrong or so, you know, and we're holding on to it, I feel like it's poison. It poisons you. And I always say, meanwhile, that person you pissed at or, you know, or angry with or who hurt you, they're most likely going on with their lives.
If
right?
you don't themselves, right.
Right. And you're suffering because you're harboring all of this toxic emotion. So yeah, I like that one.
Yes. That is so true.
Yeah.
That's part of the reason why we take spiritual baths, or why I've learned to take spiritual baths after coming, you know, during the academy.
Mm-hmm.
In that time when you're taking for yourself, for your self-care,
mm-hmm.
it is to release the things that are hurting you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was taught to write down, like you're writing to the person or you're writing about the situation, your journal, basically, and you're getting it off your chest. And you can talk however you want to talk. You can curse if you need to curse, you know. You're writing it down and you're releasing those hurtful emotions so that you can get them off.
I got to try that. I think I'm going to try that. I like that. I like that a lot. I've heard that technique used in therapy, right? Mm-hmm. That therapists will say, why don't you write that person a letter? You know, and maybe that's the same kind of, you know, mindset or technique. But yeah, I kind of like that. All right.
Okay.
No, sorry, Crystal. So we have to take a break before we get kicked out, and we'll be back right after these messages.
Yes, right. Ma'am.
Are you feeling sluggish, moody, constipated, and have underlying conditions such as diabetes and high blood pressure? Are you looking for a more holistic alternative to remedy your symptoms? If you're tired of taking medications and want to take your health into your own hands, call the Detox Queen. Book an appointment now. You can follow her on Instagram at vegan.millionaire or DM her for more information. Let her help you improve your health one day at a time.
And we are back from the break with Crystal Joseph, who is breaking it down for us and dropping gems about health and wellness in 2023. And now she is back to talk about the circadian rhythm.
Yes. So the circadian rhythm is basically the time that you should be eating. You know, some people eat really late, which is not good. And we know it's not good because the next day you feel terrible, right? Yeah. You feel terrible because your body is spending so much time to digest that food when you're sleeping. Your stomach is doing all this, you know, you got all this stuff going on.
Yes.
And it's keeping you in a place of unpeaceful sleep.
Mm.
So the rule that we try to follow in the circadian rhythm is when you wake up, so anytime between 4 a.m. to 12 p.m., your body is naturally detoxing itself. That's when your liver and your organs are, you know, pushing out those toxins. And so you want to help yourself push out those toxins.
Okay.
You get up in the morning, you want to go to the bathroom many times, or you should be, right?
Mm-hmm. Is that number one or number two?
You should be doing both.
Okay. So, We need to know. Okay.
Yes, you want to be, I mean, when you wake up, you have to go to the bathroom. Usually, you always have to do number one. Yeah. Some of us don't always do a number two. Okay. And that is the reason for a lot of disease and a lot of problems in the colon. Just overall health. It affects blood pressure. It affects so many. Stay within your time.
Okay.
Someone's trying to call
you for a second there.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry about that. So okay. I was saying. So you wake up and you have your 4 a.m. to 12. That's the time where you should be eating fruits, especially melons. So cantaloupe, honeydew, watermelon.
Okay.
Those are so good. You know, they're full of water.
Okay.
You should be trying to drink a gallon of water during that time.
This during is what? Hold on.
Yes, before 12 o'clock. Now,
say what now?
Not every day, but the days when you're trying to give yourself special attention, okay. Which is one of my favorite things, which is, you know, what I'm specializing in is detoxing.
Yeah.
So that's how it all comes into play.
Okay.
So,
I mean, it sounds like a lot, but I haven't tried it. So I'm going to keep an open mind. You know?
Even if you said to yourself, when you wake up in the morning and you're thirsty, or, you know, maybe after your shower, try to get 2 cups in. That's
okay.
One water bottle is 16 ounces, right?
Okay. Yeah.
That's 2 cups. You see how easy that is?
True.
If you have 2 water bottles, you already have 4 cups of water.
Okay. Okay.
So you try to get that one down. Try to get knocked back 2, you know what I mean? And then if you feel like you don't really want water, you can always have tea.
Okay.
And that's what I love.
Sugar.
No, tea, ma'am.
Sugar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can do that.
So I gotta get you into herbal teas.
I do love herbal teas.
So, you know, especially if you're a person who has, like, for example, blood pressure, high blood pressure, right? There's certain teas that can help bring down your pressure naturally.
Okay.
Give certain me herbs. So
tell me, you know, I need to know this.
You want to know all the tricks of
at least secret? At least one. Help a sister out. Yes.
Let me see. Okay. So there's so many things. I would say, well, one tea that is really good, hibiscus. That's good for diabetes. But also, you know, in also doing your teas, you know, you're making sure that you're doing your self-care, you're taking your baths. It's a whole, you have to give yourself some love, okay?
It's true. You know? I mean, we give so much love to everybody else and we treat ourselves like we are a stepchild, as they say.
This is what I'm saying. And you have to get yourself in a routine. And at first, it's a lot of information, but when you start being intentional, like in the morning, you remember, like, it's like a checklist of things that you should be doing for yourself. So you're saying, okay, I got to drink some water. I drink my water today. Let me have some herbal tea. For example, if it's during your time of your menstrual, have some red raspberry tea.
Mm.
Red raspberry tea, you can order online, red raspberry leaves. Okay. That's for your uterus and your womb health.
Mm.
Every woman should incorporate red raspberry leaves into their diet.
Where can I find that? The health food store?
The health food store, definitely, especially because I know Brooklyn is full of health food stores.
Brooklyn.
There's not so many here where I am in Raleigh. There are a few, but not so close and not so so often. It's so accessible.
Yeah.
So if you cannot get to the health food store, I would say I can hook you up with a few links.
Okay.
There are 2 places that I order from.
Yeah.
That's nice, you know, priced well and not too over expensive. And you can get a big bag, like a 16-ounce bag. And you just take a teaspoon of that. That lasts you for a while.
Okay.
I still have my original bag. I've had it probably for the whole year because I just take it out, you know, little by little. I put some in a diffuser and I make my tea. It's really time for you to take for yourself. And you want to do it for 30 days.
Okay, I have a question for you, right? So remember when you were talking about the gallon of water, right? And you were saying that you can also drink herbal tea. Does the herbal tea count with your water intake?
Yes, ma'am. It sure
Okay.
does. It sure
Okay.
does. Because sometimes you're like, how am I going to get in all this
Yes,
water?
ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
But it takes some, like when you do your, so I'm going to talk to you, or we're going to get to the detox. I'm excited to talk about detox.
Yes, ma'am.
But first, the circadian rhythm. So the 4 a.m. to 12 p.m., that's your detox time when you should be trying to get in a lot of water, eating your fruits first thing. You're not eating breads, right? Bacon, egg, and cheese. No, ma'am.
Okay. I'm guilty. Okay, go.
Yes, we all have been. I mean, that's what I used to eat when I lived in New York and I was rushing to work. I mean,
Hustle.
that's what everyone else is eating. You know what I mean? So I ate that too, but I didn't know any better. And I know better now. And it used to hurt my stomach. All that cheese, you know, all that dairy. I
Oof,
don't drink dairy anymore. I drink almond milk. You know, I
yeah,
have vegan
almond milk.
butter. Yeah. And even you can have almond yogurt or cashew yogurt, anything that's non-dairy.
Non-dairy. Yeah, dairy does a number on me too. So I definitely have to stay far. Not to say that I don't indulge every now and then,
Of
but if I could
course.
totally eliminate it and find some good substitutes, I'm all for it.
Maybe you could just not have it every day. You know, because we got into the habit of having those things every day for breakfast. Maybe we can say, okay, for this week, you know, don't even take a week. For 3 days, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna set my intention for 3 days. I'm gonna detox myself for 3 days. And so, you know, from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m., that's when you're eating your larger meals, your proteins, your fats, your carbs. But you also have to make sure you're pairing, you know, certain foods correctly. Certain things don't go together, like protein and starch shouldn't be together. But, you know, when we have a Thanksgiving plate or however we're raised, we're Caribbean background, we're having our rice and our beans, and we're having our big plate of rice, and, you know,
Let me
even for
tell you.
breakfast sometimes.
Listen, this past holiday season mushed me up by the nuts. I was eating everything, and then
You
my
were
husband came
enjoying
too,
yourself.
so that don't
Oh,
help, you know.
I know. You know what? Sometimes we can be a little naughty, but
No, but I'm
when
ready for
you,
change. I am.
yes, and when you want to reset yourself, you know, maybe you're not doing it every single day of the month, but you're taking your 3 days initially, right? And you said, okay, I'm going to focus on my health and what I'm putting into my body. Not to say you're going to go crazy after the three, but at least you give your chance of self you give yourself a chance to heal, right? By having the so much water and you're flushing out, you know, you're flushing out the waste and you allow your colon some chance to rest. And you
So
really
wait, so
don't.
just for the sake of clarity, not to interrupt you, right?
Yes,
So for the
please.
circadian rhythm, you said between from 4 a.m. to 12 p.m., you should be intaking water in some form to include, and lots of water, like a gallon, to include fruits, right? And herbal teas.
Yes.
Okay. And then.
So your fruits can be blended with water and you can drink them. You can make a watermelon smoothie without milk. You're gonna have the watermelon or the cantaloupe, or I like honeydew. It's kind of calm and mellow, you know. I can, you know, blend that in a Nutribullet and drink that instead. That's gonna get you going, you know. That's gonna get your bowels moving, and that's what you want, you know, because you're putting food in, but you're not pooping enough, usually, right? A lot of times, like for myself, I can say I was doing once a day, but if you eat 3 times a day, you shouldn't only have one a day. You
One
should
bowel
have
movement.
three. Yes. Some people are having every other day. They're full of SH.
Literally full of poop. Yes.
Literally full of SH.
I get it. We
Okay.
have to be, releasing this the waste on a regular basis in order to have a healthy, life and body. It makes
Yeah.
perfect sense. So when When is the last time we should be eating before bed? Is there a specific amount of
Okay.
time?
You should not be eating after 8 p.m.
Okay.
Right? And it's not even before bed. It's more of your body is on a schedule. Your
Yeah.
body is in tune with the rise in the sun. So even if you're a person who works at night, it
Yeah.
doesn't mean your body is going to stop and get on your nighttime schedule. No. Unfortunately, that's why it's called the graveyard shift,
I heard
because
this recently.
yes, you're pushing yourself into the grave by making those unhealthy choices. And some people don't have a choice. They have to work at night, but it's really not healthy for you.
I heard this same thing recently.
Yeah.
Wow, very interesting. So 8 p.m. is the cutoff, regardless of whether or not let's say I go to bed at 9 o'clock. Is 8 o'clock still okay, or should it be earlier than that?
I think an hour to digest should be okay, but it depends what you ate, right? So you want to, your heavier meal should be moved up towards 12 to 4. Is that what I said? And then your heavier, you have your heavier meals earlier. So at night, you might have a spinach salad.
Got it.
You might have something that's just not gonna quote, require, maybe not have meat so late in the day. You know what I mean? You have to really reprogram. I mean, it's going to take some time to get off meat, right? Because we're just so used to it. But there's so many cookbooks. There's so many clips on YouTube. It's so much information now. It's like no reason to say, I don't know what to make. You can just flip through itinerary of things that you can find for
True.
yourself. You know what I made the other
Yeah.
day?
What's that?
Brussels sprouts.
What?
And I was shocked at myself. You know, I went to a
It
restaurant. It was delicious. I went to a restaurant and I ordered Brussels sprouts and they used this balsamic vinaigrette. And I went home and recreate, I did some research and I recreated the recipe and I made it and it was delicious. Again,
Really?
yes.
Listen, I'm so ashamed to say I had gotten a bag of Brussels sprouts and it sat there in my refrigerator. I opened the refrigerator, look at it like, and I ended up
Okay.
throwing it out. That's so horrible.
I know. It happens to
Ugh.
all of us. But
Yeah.
you know what? I was so excited about these because I sliced them in half.
Yeah.
I put them on a pan. I sprinkled some olive oil, extra virgin olive oil on it, salt and pepper and herbs and garlic. I like my herbs and my garlic seasonings. And I
Nice.
put it in the oven and let it get crispy. Oh
Ooh,
my
that's
goodness.
good. I'm gonna
Yummy,
try that.
yummy.
I'm gonna try
Yes,
that.
maybe it's just the way you make it. Maybe you
Yeah.
try it that way. It might be yummy to you. You'll look forward. It'll be exciting.
Yeah. That's what I
Yeah.
need. I really need to find some creative ways to jazz up the healthy food so I'll enjoy it, you know?
Of course. It'll be so exciting to have it. I have some in the refrigerator. I'm like, whoo, when can I make those? You know?
Wow. That's so cool.
You're right, I know. And like red cabbage is a good one. Slice it up and saute it and always delicious as a side. Or the main dish, you can add some onions and peppers. You just make it look beautiful and colorful.
Awesome. Sounds good.
So I'm gonna say detox, detox, detox. It's so
Ah, I
important.
saw this is our gem number
This is number
three.
three. Detox, detox, detox. This is a word that I knew nothing about my most of my adult life.
Really?
And I was one who had little cute little poops and I thought I was doing something. No, you should be going regularly and it should be coming out nice and smooth and not little and small. You want to get out as much as you can when you do go. And so that's why I started detoxing once a month. I'm on a once a month schedule, but you can detox every morning. Like even when you take the morning and just have water and fruits, that's detoxing. You're detoxing half a day because you're gonna have your salads and your foods later, but that's a detox time. You're allowing yourself a chance to, you wake up in the morning and you're not putting heavy breads and cheese and eggs and all the things that you don't really need right now because your body is trying to relieve itself. So let help it relieve itself so that you can feel, won't feel sluggish.
Totally.
Also, it affects your mental health.
Talk to me about that.
So, you know, depression and all those things are linked usually to your gut health.
I rarely hear people talk about that. Can you say some more?
Oh, I have to say that I feel so much better. And I've heard a lot of people say they feel so much better when they eliminate. Unfortunately, I know it's hard, but meats from their diet, because meats have a lot of hormones. You know, they add things to the chickens and the beef, and they're giving them antibiotics, and they're giving them shots of whatever for whatever reasons why they give the animals, you know, before you get the meat on your plate.
Yeah.
It's full of chemicals. It's full of, you're trying to preserve it. They're putting stuff on it. So, you know, you're just consuming so many chemicals,
right?
That you're unaware of, because you're like, hey, this is a burger. I'm going to eat this burger. You're not really thinking about the preparation and what went into it. Yeah. But if you can control what you consume, if you start to grow your spinach in your backyard and you eat that spinach, you know what's in that spinach.
You
nothing.
Got that right. Yes.
You know what I mean? And so that's how you help yourself, as far as, like, you know, not feeling so down because your stomach is taking all of its strength to now churn this meat for 3 days and try to, like, process it. And really, how much vitamins and minerals are you getting out of it?
Right. It's all right.
It's really not worth it. And if you do have it, like, I remember I was eating it 3 times a day.
Yeah.
You know, bacon, you know, in the morning.
You know, I watched a documentary about meat and the connection to eating meat and diabetes. And people always think, oh, it's sugar, 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 but they don't understand that there's a connection to meat and the animal fat that blocks the red cells. I don't want to say it verbatim because I don't want to get it wrong, but I know people who have stopped eating meat and their sugar drops very, very low. So there is. It is a big connection to what we eat, the diseases, these chronic diseases, you know, that we developed. And now I'm learning about the mood, mental health.
Well, I have to tell you, Dr. Layla Africa, that's the book that I shared with you. I don't know if you can see it. Ooh, there it is.
African Holistic Health.
Yes, ma'am. He lists herbs and vitamins and minerals in this book. And, you know, diabetes and high blood pressure and all of those health problems are symptoms of something else. So the doctors are giving you the medicine to control the symptoms. That's why you're taking it forever, because you're not healing the symptoms. You're controlling the symptoms.
Right.
So, like you said, how when you're eating certain things, it's the reason for the symptoms, like the diabetes and the high blood pressure, is mineral deficiency. Right. Mm-hmm. So because we're not consuming certain fruits and vegetables like we should, because fruits and vegetables have become the small part of the plate, not the large part of the plate.
You get
the rice and the meat and then your little vegetables on the side.
Right. Right. Yeah. Like a garnish.
Right. Some parsley on the side. Throw it to the side.
Right.
Eat that parsley. That parsley has it's an herb. It has vitamins and minerals. And my favorite herb, this takes me to my favorite herb, which is for your liver, which needs to be detoxed, because we know that the liver is the organ that cleanses you.
Yeah.
So you want to focus on your liver. Do we ever focus on our liver? Do you think about your liver ever? If you're not having a drink, you're probably not thinking about your liver.
Yeah. A girlfriend of mine just gave me, like, I don't know, 6 or 7 bottles of something called liver detox. I forgot. I think it had ginger. And I forgot what the other ingredient was, but it's really good.
Ginger is really good for you. And I try to have, like, a ginger turmeric shot. Let me tell you a quick way that I didn't even realize how weight could just shut off of you. If you take 5 days and in the morning time before you eat, and when you're having your water and stuff on your detox days, you make yourself a ginger turmeric shot.
Mm-hmm.
You make it yourself. You don't have to buy in a grocery store. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. you can have your turmeric powder, mm-hmm. your ginger, your black pepper. There's mm-hmm. ingredients online. I don't want to forget anything. And I usually have it with coconut water. Mm-hmm. Spring water as well.
Yes.
But you know, if you do that for 5 days, not only does it help detox you and your liver, it helps for your inflammation. Like when your knees are hurting, your back is hurting, the turmeric and the ginger combination is helping, you know, fight the inflammation that's going on in your body. And so, yes. And one of my other favorite herbs to detox the liver is burdock root.
Burdock root. I've never heard of that one.
Burdock root is so good for you.
Really?
Yeah. The Asian people usually sell it a lot in, you know, in the market, and they use it for cooking and also for teas. I've purchased, it's a large, long root. It goes down to the ground. So it pulls the minerals from deeper in the soil.
Wow.
And if you're going to drink that burdock root, or you can chop it up and put it in your saute it in your vegetable stir fry, you know, and you're giving yourself those vitamins that we would probably miss out on usually if you don't have, you know, if you did not intentionally drinking burdock root tea or raspberry leaf tea for your womb or dandelion root, which is so important also for detoxing. You know, I have I'm starting to have a nice tea collection.
Nice. And
they're not teas within the bag. No, they're loose teas.
Yeah.
That you take for yourself and you boil it in some spring water and you consume it. Nice. If you don't have your teas, lemon juice or lime juice.
Okay.
If you're feeling sick and you feel like that mucus in the back of your throat, you can squeeze a lime and a lemon. I put it in a shot glass because it's very strong. You know what I mean? And let me tell you, that mucus would clear out. Mm. You would stop that cold in its tracks. The minute you feel that tickle, you just got to catch it. You got to treat yourself in that time.
Oh my gosh, you are dropping so many gems. Yeah. I hope you're going to put them all up on your Insta so that our viewers and myself can refer to it, you know, and incorporate some of this into our healthy lifestyle, because this is really important.
I'm motivated now to make sure I work on my website, because I have not been. I'm a mom of three and I've been running around and you know, taking care of them, and now I'm learning to take care of myself, because when you can't take care of them unless you take care of yourself.
That's right. That's okay. By the time that this gets released, it'll be up there.
Yes, ma'am. We'll put that out into the universe. Yes,
that's right.
I'll work on that. Thank you so much for encouragement.
We're going to be each other's accountability partners.
Oh, I love
How
that.
How about that?
I need that so much.
I heard that yesterday, that you should have an accountability partner. And I said, Crystal Joseph.
Yes, Miss Monroe. I can definitely be your accountability partner.
Yes.
And I think it's so important for us women in community to work together.
Absolutely.
To help each other, to heal, to learn how to heal.
Yes, absolutely.
Ourselves.
That's right. All right. I know you're going to come back. I want to talk to you about something regarding the partnering of, you know, women, especially in our community, women of color, the importance of partnering. I'm going to bring you back on another episode to talk about that, because I got a project that I would love for you to help me with. But let's continue on with the reason why you're here. You're talking about detox. Do you have any more to say about that before we move on to gem number four?
I think I gave you four.
You gave me four? Okay. All right. Yes, you did. You gave me herbs.
I do want to tell you that in regards to detoxing, please. You remember Popeye the Sailor Man?
I sure do.
And he used to have his spinach.
His spinach. Yes.
So important to have green leafy vegetables.
Yes. I just made some spinach and saltfish this morning for
Oh,
breakfast.
yes, Island gal,
That's
yes.
right.
It's so important to incorporate your spinach to drink it. If you blend the spinach with spring water, it doesn't taste the best. I prefer my spinach cooked, but you lose the some vitamins when you cook your vegetables.
It's better to eat it
So
with.
if you can make a spinach salad and make it beautiful with your peppers and your onions,
Yes,
you
I
can.
love baby spinach too. I'm sorry.
Yes, baby spinach. If
But
you can incorporate spinach, I'm telling you, you'll
yeah.
see your face will be glowing. Your face is already glowing, my sweet.
Thank you.
But
Thank you, Zoom.
to all the listeners out there, you want to get yourself right, get spinach in your system
Okay.
very often.
Really? I didn't know that, but now I'm on it.
Make it part of your weekly dinner spinach.
Okay. All
Yes.
right.
Or if you don't want to have it for dinner, you can have it for breakfast if you want to. Have it in a smoothie. Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. I love spinach. So definitely I'm on it. Oh, I'm loving this. What else you got for us? Number five.
What's number five? I totally know.
Listen to your body.
Oh, listen to your body.
Yes.
So, another Dr. Leila Ali book that I utilize. I know it's a little blurry because I
Let
put the
me see.
blurry.
Holistic self-diagnosis. Wait, let me see.
Ooh, wait, I
A
can't
little
get it
blurry
in.
then.
I don't know why that's happening, but
That's
it's
okay.
called Holistic Self-Diagnosis, The Complete Textbook by Leila O. Africa. And why this book is so important for me and in my journey to help heal myself and heal others is I've learned through the Vegan Academy that I was taking part in how to heal myself and how to teach other people how to heal themselves. And in the book, there's an eye chart. And basically, when you look into your eyes, in here and up top, there are veins that are running through. It's called, there's certain parts of your eye that point to the organ that has the problem. If there's any irregularities in the whites, sclera of your eye, those veins are not just there for fun. Those veins are telling you, my gallbladder, my liver,
Ooh.
my colon, my transverse colon. If you have black, you ever see a lot of some women, they have bags under their eyes. I kind of look like I'm having some, but dark, when it's dark under the eye, that is your kidneys are screaming out, please help me,
And what
and
and so
so.
what would a woman do? So if a woman had dark circles under their eyes and they know, oh my God, my kidneys are screaming, what do they do?
They start setting boundaries for themselves. They start doing a detox plan. You start, I can provide like more information, but each organ requires certain herbs you might be missing in your diet. Your kidneys could be going, bad for different reasons. It could be the medications that you're taking.
Yes, that too.
It
Which
could
is
be
another reason to detox, eh? All this medicine you're taking in, you
detox.
gotta detox.
Yes, ma'am. And it
All
could
right.
be that you're not drinking enough water, because a lot of times we're not getting that gallon in. And I know I struggle with that. I'm not getting my full gallon a day, but I'm working on it. I've increased my intake substantially. I used to be a Lipton iced tea girl, but now I'm a water girl. I can't drink Hawaiian punch or any of those
Oh
things that
yeah.
I used to drink. It's
I'm not a
so
juice
gross.
person either. I'm a
You
water
remember
person.
how I drank juice when we were working together?
Yes, I do.
It was like I didn't feel normal if I didn't have juice. And
I
now
drink, sorry, I drink water, but I gotta get off the coffee. It's either water or coffee.
Okay. There's a dandelion root tea that is strong. It's not as strong as coffee, but coffee drinkers like it because, you get that feeling almost like it's like it's heartier than a tea. Teas are kind of soft and it's bold.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, once you do a detox for 3 days and then you move on to maybe do a 10-day, which is what I did twice, 3 times I've done a 10-day detox. When you start doing those things, You, let me tell you, your body changes.
Wow.
You won't want it anymore. If wow. you've gone 10 days without something,
yeah,
chances are you're good. And you'll be so amazed about, you know, in the beginning, it's hard because your body is used to having the caffeine.
Yeah.
You might get a headache. You might feel funny, you know. Yeah. But when you decide, I'm going to do a 3-day this month, and next month, I'm going to, you know, do a 3-day again. Or yeah. maybe the month after, month three, I might say, I'm going to do a 10-day. That's like when you 10-day, you're going to like, you can lose 15 pounds in 10 days. What happened to me? I did a 10-day. My first 10-day, I lost 15 pounds.
Wow. Know?
Yes. And it was so, I mean, I couldn't believe it was just dropping off of me.
Wow. You know, this is weird because I usually do like a virtual sermon every Sunday, right? And the pastor who was talking, he said the same exact thing. He said that he had just come off a 10-day fast and he dropped like 15 pounds.
Oh, yes.
So to hear you say that like right after, hours later, it's like, wow.
Yes. And also one thing that a lot of people don't like to talk about is colonics.
Sahara. But I heard it's so good. Because the colons have a way of keeping all that waste in.
That's the problem. It's the colon. Your colon has to be treated well.
Yeah.
I mean, we know someone who very close to us who passed away from colon issues.
Yeah. So my grandfather died from colon cancer.
Okay.
You know, and a very good friend of mine recently had colon cancer and went through the battle of his life. And thank God he survived it. Very recently, just finished with chemo and is starting to build himself back up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it just makes us really pay attention to the colon and, you know, stuff that's going on that in there that we're not even aware of. We're not even aware. And they have these ages. They say, oh, when you're 50 years old, that's when you should be doing a colonoscopy. But we should be thinking about our colon health, our overall physical health, way before then.
If we learn the signs on our face, the yeah. signs on our tongue, and the signs in our eye
yeah.
that tell you, you know, your colon is in trouble, yeah. you can see that years before the you know, the medical tests are showing you that, or wait, you don't have to wait until you have a colon issue
yeah.
or until you know, having bleeding from your rectum to find out that you have a problem.
Yeah.
You know, if we love ourselves by each month dedicating some time to focus on a specific organ of ours, or, you know, if I'm able to give you a reading and see like what organs are, you know, saying to you, help me, help me.
Yeah.
We can make a meal plan together and you just follow it. It takes time. You're not gonna say you're gonna deprive yourself forever.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can focus your efforts on healing those organs that need the help,
yeah,
and start having a regimen of, you know, every month I'm gonna do this, or every, you know, once yeah. a week I'm gonna do this, yeah. or in the morning times I will start detoxing, you know, a couple of days. It helps so much. I mean, you'll be doing it. Your children will watch you do it. Mm-hmm. They'll learn from you. Your mom will see the weight come off of you. My mom is looking at me like, oh, you're too skinny now.
I see the change in you. I haven't seen you in a very long time. I see your face is slender. Your skin, yeah. look at your cheekbones. You're glowing. So yeah. it's amazing. I can actually see it in you.
Thank yeah. you yeah. so much.
I'm ready.
And it's my turn. When you I've got you, girl. When you see the physical changes, it's yeah. like, okay, but I'm telling you, it really starts with your mental first. And that's why I spoke about boundaries first. And yeah. that's why I spoke about what I learned and how to do a dump list first. And to release those things that are hurting us and those things that we worry about,
yeah.
you know, to release those things so that we can focus more and let our brains focus more on healing ourselves.
You know, I like you had said a minute ago, you said when we love ourselves. I like that phrase better than the cliche self-care has become such a cliche that it almost has very little meaning. I like the phrase loving on ourselves. You know what I mean? Yeah. Loving yourself, finding ways to love ourselves, you know, health, mm-hmm. you know, food, whatever. In all arenas. It's so important. We gotta love ourselves.
Yes, okay? We do. We have to love love ourselves. That's so right. We can love each other.
That's right. Absolutely.
No, I can't pour into you unless I pour into me.
First. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Yeah. I'm so glad that you came today. I'm inspired, invigorated, and I'm ready to get back on the horse and start my health and wellness journey. Start detoxing. It's going to start immediately.
Okay, I will definitely send you some detoxes so that you can get started immediately.
Thank you so much for being here and sharing this much needed and valuable information with me and with my listeners and our community. You know, where can my listeners find you?
Well, I'm going to work on that website, but for now, they can find me on Instagram at vegan.millionaire.
Awesome. Vegan.millionaire. Crystal Joseph, it has been an absolute pleasure. I hope you'll come back.
Yes, I will. Of course. Thank you so much for having me. And I really have today.
It was my pleasure. All right. Okay, listeners, that's it for today. I'll have her back. I promise. Ciao for now. Stay blessed.